This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. I am switching gears a little bit. We have been focusing on healers and all the different ways we can go about taking care of and healing ourselves. And we're going to keep exploring that. I've had such great feedback from everyone, and I feel like there are so many more healers and types of healing and types of work and practices and all of that that I want to keep going with that. So I think that's just going to be an overall, like, that just kicked off an underlying theme of me time in general. So we're going to switch gears into like a beauty theme for spring, and we're going to pepper in all kinds of stuff. We have a couple more healer episodes coming up as well. But for the next couple, or the next few, I should say, we are going to focus on beauty. And it's funny because when I originally thought of doing a beauty month, I'm having Anton Khachaturian come back because I just adore him, and you all loved his episode. And he's going to talk about just some new things that he's discovered and products that he likes and for all skin types and all vibes and all of that. My original thought was trends. Like, I was thinking, what are the trends of 2024 and spring and new colors and what's hot? And I'm laughing because it feels a little silly to me, only because I feel like I have had a very similar skincare and makeup routine pretty much my whole life. And I think a lot of people will discover new things and will try new things, but for the most part, we tend to like what we like for ourselves, and that makes us feel like ourselves, and that's not that we can't switch it up, but that feels good to us. And I start thinking about, isn't that what the trend is? Isn't it individual? Isn't it for everybody? Everybody has their own version of what that is and what makes them feel good. And I don't know. So sometimes with these makeup trends, and trust me, I will sit on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and I will watch all of them. I love watching. There's something so peaceful about watching makeup tutorials. I love it. I rarely follow any of the trends. I rarely go and do that myself. In fact, maybe I should. Maybe that would be a funny thing to do just to see how it turned out. And I love a lot of the side-by-sides that people do with that as well. But yeah, so I love all of it. I love beauty stuff. I think it is so fun, and it is, I don't know, it's such an expression of who we are. It's almost like this sort of inside-out expression. It's how I feel about like art or even tattoos or however we tend to like adorn ourselves. It is a beautiful way to express ourselves and our like uniqueness. And so I see makeup the same way. And I feel like some people that is like super bare and natural, and then other people love to go all out. And God, I love all of it. I love all of it. But I felt a little silly talking about trends or something that I'm like reading about, because I just feel like it really just depends on, it's what works for you. And also with that, I feel like you can put all the makeup on you want. And if you're not like feeling great, if you're not feeling good on the inside, and I know this is what we talk about, beauty is on the inside or whatever, but I, in my experience, just personally, I do feel that, because I feel like even I can look at a picture of myself and I can be all dolled up, and I can have, Anton's done my makeup and Tilly's done my hair, and I'm going to an event, and if whatever is happening in my life, like I can see, I am wearing a lot of my emotions. And maybe other people can't see that and we can hide it and all of that. And that is where makeup is very helpful, and fixing ourselves up is very helpful, because I feel like you can be having a terrible day or a bad morning and just make a decision to like put on your best outfit and put on your mascara, do whatever it is your routine is that makes you step out and feel a little bit better. And it helps. it helps lift it a little. It's not going to maybe make it all go away, but it definitely helps. But anyway, my point of saying all this is that I can see it in my face. I can see it. I also can tell when there are times that 15 years ago, I can see a picture of myself and I feel like I can look older than I might look in a picture from now, just because I feel different in my life. My point is, like, what is happening in our lives and where our, I guess, emotions, our grief, our whatever it is, worry, stress, all of that can just 100% weigh on us and wear on us in a lot of ways. So anyway, trends are fun. Trends are so much fun. But also, it's be you. This is what I love about Anton, and he's going to be on next week, is his whole thing. And he works in makeup, and he knows all of the products and the trends and whatever, but he always works with who you are and how you feel. And I feel like that is like the most important thing. And I know for me, like, just recently, so part of my me time, I'll talk about my me time recently, is I've really started a like skincare routine. So I've always washed my face. I always wash it at night. Sometimes I don't wash it first thing in the morning, but I will tell you, I read this book, Atomic Habits. This was during the pandemic, because I think we all fell into, or a lot of us fell into this weird, never get out of sweatpants. There is no structure to the day. There is no morning, noon, and night. It just felt like all one ongoing day or whatever. So I started to feel like I needed to, in order to like kickstart my day and to feel like I'm having some sort of structure, plan or whatever, to start some new habits. And one of the things I did was I started to wash my face every morning. Like, when I washed my face, I'd get up, I'd put my sunscreen on, I put a little mascara on, and I'd get ready for the day. I wouldn't do much else, but if I could just wash my face, take this 10 minutes, 5 minutes barely, and wash my face, I would feel better. And I would feel like I'd feel awake. I would feel ready. I would feel like, you know, that feeling when you like walk past a mirror and you're like, oh, okay, I feel like I've put, I don't look like a person who just got out of bed, and I'm actually gonna have some energy here to like tackle the day. And I've kept up that habit. It's wild. Are you tired of paying a fortune for professional manicures? Say goodbye to salon trips and hello to salon quality nails at home with Olive & June. Introducing Olive & June, your go-to destination for DIY nail care that is easy, that's as easy as it is beautiful. With their innovative products and simple step-by-step guides, you can achieve stunning, long-lasting nails right in the comfort of your own home. Their signature polish formula is chip-resistant and vegan-friendly, giving you that fresh-from-the-salon look without the hefty price tag. Honestly, I love Olive & June so much. I love this, the little package it comes in. It's just, the colors are beautiful. It lasts forever. Plus, Olive & June has a wide range of vibrant colors that'll ensure you find the perfect shade for any occasion. Currently, I'm obsessed with the taffy shade. I'm also obsessed with all of their nudes. I love their nude colors. But Olive & June isn't just about the polish. No, they are here to revolutionize your entire nail care routine. From their best-selling manicure kits, complete with everything you need for a flawless finish, to their innovative tools designed for precision and ease, they have got you covered from start to finish. I have been using Olive & June for a while now, and I can't go back to any other nail polishes. I just can't. It's true. I discovered them during the pandemic because, like, we couldn't get manicures anymore, and I've really not gone back. I absolutely love Olive & June, and I love doing it. I love the DIY part of it. I really do. It's like a little me time. I don't feel complete without my nails done. That is also true. And even using Olive & June's clear coat makes me feel whole. Honestly, I love their clear coat. It is actually really nice. Plus, they have these press-ons and the cutest nail art, from like furry friends to flowers. The nail art is endless. They've really expanded. If you haven't tried Olive & June yet, you should. If you want your nails to look and feel as good as mine, visit oliveandjune.com/metime for 20% off your first mani system. That is oliveandjune.com, oliveandjune.com/metime. M-E-T-I-M-E, for 20% off your first mani system. You won't regret it. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? Since having kids, have you started seeing a little more of your scalp? Has menopause impacted your hormones and your hairline? Well, when it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth just doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. Physician-formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve through a woman's life. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically test final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription required, free shipping, and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MeTime. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Full, FOL.com, promo code MeTime. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MeTime.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
First off, that book is incredible. Secondly, that small thing changed my entire day. It changed my entire routine during the pandemic. If I could just get up and wash my face, that was it. That was it for me. Everybody's different. So that sort of began this thing where I always wash my face at night. I wasn't super big into products. I have a few that I use. It was very simple. It was like cleanser and then like a toner of some kind or whatever that step is. I wasn't even that big into serums. I didn't have a huge skincare routine. I was pretty basic that way. And then just maybe some eye cream and some moisturizer of some kind. Boom, to bed. And oh, I'll throw in this. I still use on my chin, because I can get a little breakout there occasionally, I use a teeny bit of the repairing lotion from Proactiv. I have done this since I was 19 years old. I was doing a little movie called this like TV movie in Toronto, 1999, called Model Behavior, and I had a horrible breakout happen. And I don't break out that often, and I hadn't broken out that much in my life to that point. And so I really didn't know what to do. So the makeup and hair team. The makeup team got me a Proactiv set, and then I started using it. It did help some, but I think it was just stress and life and everything that eventually my skin just chilled out a little bit or whatever. And then I had gone to get a facial like years later. And I remember saying, I just have this problem area of my chin still, almost like from that breakout still when I was 19. This was like years later. And she said, oh, I've discovered something kind of interesting. That repairing lotion, if you just use it on the areas where you have a problem, blah, blah, blah. So that's the only thing I'll add in. The other thing I've done since I was 19 years old. See, I'm such a creature of habit, and I so have my things that work for me that I love. So I've never strayed from that. And then, I'm going back to my pandemic atomic habit now that I started, where I wash my face and then in the morning to kickstart my day, make me feel awake and alive and my skin feel good. And it is now turned in. This is just this last year. I've actually started the skincare, like a skincare routine where I like literally do the cleanser. I do the toner. I do a vitamin C serum. I do a hyaluronic acid serum. I do a moisturizer, and I think that my skin is loving it. But more than that, I'll say this. Do I look in the mirror every day and think, oh my God, this anti-aging moisturizer is reversing my aging? No, but I feel like I'm doing something nice for myself. It's these couple of minutes that, so it started very small in the pandemic of just wash your face, that has now turned into, oh, I have this now. I have this little routine now, and it feels so good. I don't know if it's doing anything. I'm probably spending way too much money on too many products, but the step-by-step of it, I love. It feels so good. So I feel like because of that, my skin is reflecting it. I've been talking about using this One Skin moisturizer and how lately I feel like, because they sponsor this podcast, it's not the reason I'm saying this. I actually love the moisturizer and I love the product. And lately I have had a couple of people. I was having dinner with Melanie and she was like, pop it, your skin looks great. Do I think it's because of the product? Maybe. But I also think it's because of, I'm such a believer in this. I think I talked about this on the Sheena episode of like when you do something or put something into your body and then you feel so good about it, it will take on that property. And just doing this like skincare routine like makes me feel so good. And so it takes on that kind of energy. I know that sounds a little silly, but I really do believe in that. I don't know if it's the actual like all of these vitamins and things that I'm doing are actually doing it, or the fact that I'm just giving myself a few minutes in the morning to really take care of my skin and it feels good. And I think that has as much to do with it as the other. So this is me just talking about my own experience with all of these. Look, I'm not a huge makeup person. I've never been like a big, you know, try this crazy cool eyeshadow. Try this crazy cool, I don't know, whatever new thing. I have friends who are so good at it and friends who do it and I love it. But me and myself, if Anton's not doing my makeup, I have a really simple routine that I think that I love. Occasionally I'll throw on like a red lip or something like that. But that's just about as far as I'll go. But it's funny because I've been thinking about this lately where I was like, you know what? I might try something new. I might try a new hair thing. This is how crazy I was. So the other day I was like, my hair seems to be getting, look, I like my hair. It's good. I've always had long hair, but it's like really heavy. It feels really heavy right now. And it's like going really flat and it's not holding a curl. And it's making me frustrated when I try to like wave my hair, it just doesn't want to stay. And so I was like, maybe I need to get a smaller barrel for my curling iron. So I'm going to try that. Maybe I'll talk about the results. But this is like as far as my beauty stuff usually goes. I have so many products. I use maybe 10% of them. I'm not kidding. I just feel like I have all of these things, whether it's just stuff I've acquired from a show, stuff I have either been sent, stuff I've picked up because it sounded really good at the time, and then I never used it again. Because I don't think we stray that far from the things that we know work for us. And I think that's a good thing. I think that we feel good. You feel confident in your routine, and then that will make you feel confident in how you go out into the world versus like trying some new trend that feels really awkward. You're probably going to feel, it might reflect that because you're going to go out into the world and feel really awkward. I don't even know what those trends are at the moment, but anyway, the one thing I rarely leave the house without for me is I have a tinted sunscreen and I have a and mascara. Those are my two things. I love that Thrive mascara, the lash extension one, and then I love the SkinCeuticals like tinted sunscreen. Sometimes that's all I leave the house, but I love it. And that's just what works for me. But anyway, my whole point of doing this little diary entry was to sort of talk less about the products you use and the trends that are on Instagram and TikTok, even though I love them and I love watching them and I'm a sucker and I will buy a lot of the products that I will use maybe one time. But it's more to talk about how it feels to take the time to take care of or get ready for, whether it's the day, whether it's an outing, a date, an event, or literally just to like go shopping or hang out with friends or to do nothing and just do it for you. Anyway, I have that same feeling about lingerie. Does anybody, I don't know, this probably doesn't fit into this beauty episode, but lingerie to me is the kind of thing that I like. I know that it's advertised as something that is for yourself, yes, but also like for your partner and a part of maybe the turn on, we'll just say that. And it's so funny because I actually think lingerie is like just a really fun thing to do for ourselves. I actually love it. And it's mostly just for me. So sometimes I think just wearing makeup, just putting on your face for the day or doing your hair for the day or whatever. It can be, it should be for you. So yeah, this podcast is about me time, and that has become a habit, like a habitual me time thing that I do every single day now. And I love it, and it feels so good. It feels like I'm giving myself a little gift every morning when I actually do an entire skincare routine. By the way, it only takes a few minutes. That's just me. So anyway, that's sort of what inspired. It's more about like how we feel. And this is what I love about Anton. This is what I love about Tildy. This is what I love about the sort of beauty people even that I have in my life, is that it is more about you and feeling good inside out. And like I was saying earlier, that's where I feel like beauty lives and begins and ends. And everything else is just like this very fun, the fun we get to have with the beauty that we have. Anyway, all of this to say is beauty trends, fun, new colors, new ideas, new techniques, new skincare, all that stuff, sure. But these trends usually like come and go. And I guess my feeling is that like true beauty actually comes from the inside out, and it's timeless, and it's your own personal trend. it's you. And so I guess what I'm saying is like my belief is like you don't have to follow all the trends or try to make something like fit for you. You should celebrate what is like uniquely you. And that's it. I think it's just celebrating our own, or enhancing our own individuality. And so thank you for listening to this episode of Me Time. Maybe you'll incorporate some kind of new skincare or hair care or nail care or lingerie into your me time and into your routine that is just for you. And that's it. Next week we'll have Anton, and we're going to talk about all kinds of fun things. This is going to be a fun month. It's spring is coming. We're spring cleaning. We're spring doing. We're spring changing. All those things. Things are blooming. We're going to have a good time this month. So thank you all so much for listening always. And we'll do some fun stuff on the socials around like your what is something you do that is just for you, that is part of your sort of quote beauty routine. And for the men listening too, you as well, like, you know, what is something you do? I'm curious. I feel like a lot of men have this as well. They maybe just don't talk about it as much. So I want to hear from everybody. What are your little things? You know, I've talked about Sex and the City on here before. It's one of my favorite shows. And one of the things that they talk about in an episode is their SSBs, which is their secret single behaviors, which I don't think even has to like be about being single. It's sort of about the things that you just do that are just for you, that are fun. This is what me time is all about. And they can be weird, and they can be different, and they can be, you know. And one of the things they talk about is around this sort of beauty stuff, but also just, you know, their little habits that they have that you suddenly, you know, when somebody has their eyes on you, they're like, oh, that's interesting. Not a lot of people do that. That's just a you thing. Anyway, what is that for you? Maybe it's worth thinking about, and also keep enjoying it, because that's probably part of your me time.